The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If there's a cybersecurity theme so far this year, it can be explained in two words. Do you know what I'm thinking about? Do you know what it is? All right, say it out loud. Ready? Russian hacking.
Urgent warning about Russian hackers.
All right, the brouhaha over why Russia hacked the election apparently opening some old wounds in the intelligence community.
And it wasn't just the hacking. There's social media trolls, fake news.
That's right. The Russians are targeting you and any vulnerable device that's using your home internet, which is just about all of them. And I've been warning you for months. And now the FBI is sending out a nationwide warning that Russian hackers are trying to compromise your router.
U.S. and U.K. are issuing a rare joint statement about a massive attack, which is targeting millions of homes and businesses worldwide through the internet and our routers.
All right, you might not think this is a big deal, but it really is. In fact, they could be stealing from you right now, and you don't even know it. These aren't your bargain basement hackers living in their parents' basement just trying to break some code for fun. These are different hackers. They're organized, they're motivated, and most importantly, they're pretty well funded. They're getting paid big money to steal all of your digital credentials. The router is the gateway to your entire home internet. And once your router's hacked, these criminals can execute more attacks. They can read your gadget configurations. They can map out your entire network. They can harvest your usernames and, get this, all of your passwords. And that's not it. That's just the beginning.
Are you ready to begin?
What they're doing is taking steps to control every single device that's hooked up to your internet. Now, let that sink in for just a moment. I'm talking about every single device. They're getting in there. They're modifying the device's firmware. They're manipulating the operating systems. And then they're impersonating you. And all of this information they're getting lets them spy on your traffic and redirect it to Russian-controlled servers. And once it gets there, it's really nasty.
It's not going to be easy. It's going to be really hard.
Sit back and take some notes. I'm Kim Commando, America's digital pro. And in today's Commando On Demand podcast, I'm going to talk a little bit so you understand how these Russian hackers are carrying out these attacks against home routers all across the United States and how they truly are targeting you. I'm going to tell you what to look for, what they're looking for, how they do it, and what you can do to stop them right in their tracks.
These devices actually make ideal targets. This is a global threat. The simple way to think about it is that once you own the router, you own the traffic that's traversing the router.
So exactly how are they doing it? The FBI confirmed that a Russian group hacked routers that were then sold by electronics stores, or obviously online too. At least 500,000 routers in at least 54 countries have been infected with this malware called VPN Filter. Think about that for just a moment. 500,000 routers in 54 countries controlled by Russian hackers. See, now you know why this is such a huge deal. And this malware is no joke. It really has the potential to cut off internet access to all these people that are using it. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of people globally. Analysts are comparing this VPN filter malware to the black energy malware, which created large-scale attacks all across the Ukraine. So now you might be thinking, all right, this is Russia. I mean, what do they have to do with me in Des Moines, Iowa? They're attacking the Ukraine. Well, it has a lot to do with us. Now, you know as well as I do, the FBI doesn't tell you everything that they know. But they have said that the cyber attacks in the Ukraine are being used as a testing ground for something so much bigger. It's kind of Russia's way of letting us all know that they have the ability to launch a massive cyber attack on the United States.
The Russians are coming. The Russians are coming.
See if you can go back. And do you remember last June, the NotPetya cyber attack? Networks across the Ukraine were shut down.
It stopped shipping from moving. It stopped companies from being able even literally to get in their buildings at times.
Financial data just wiped out, as well as information from other government offices all around the world. The White House blamed Russia for that attack, calling it the most destructive and costly cyber attack in history. I'd like to add the two words after that, so far. Well, the FBI is worried that the VPN filter malware could be the sequel. And as the NotPetya anniversary is quickly approaching, cybersecurity experts all around the globe are sounding the alarms.
Imagine, if you would, that during the Cold War, we found out that Soviet military intelligence operatives had placed secret explosives that could take down the electric grid all around the United States.
So how do we fight this Russian espionage? You have a mission if you choose to accept it, and you have to. You must keep the Russian hackers from infiltrating your home router and using it against all of us.
We have to be ready. You, me, the others. There's an attack coming from far away.
You probably don't think much about your router once you set it up, unless you're having problems. It's probably just sitting on some shelf in your home, just chugging along. Lights blinking, it's pretty happy. Now, even the FBI is asking you not to ignore it. You have to take the steps necessary to keep it from being hacked by the Russians. Doesn't this just totally sound like a spy thriller? I know it does too, but this is reality. You see, a compromised router could lead to this worldwide cyber chaos. So the question, what do you need to do right now? The FBI is calling for, are you ready for it? A nationwide reboot. Yep, they're advising everyone to reboot their routers right now. So go ahead, unplug that router and wait a few minutes before you plug it back in. I'll always be here waiting for you. That's a really easy first step, isn't it? But there are other things you have to do to protect your data, your life, from hackers. First, inside your router, you have something called firmware. You know what that is. It's all the instructions that makes the router do what it needs to do. And it's designed to keep your network safe. And if you don't update the firmware, hackers can easily find flaws to exploit. Manufacturers routinely update a router's firmware. But it's not like they call you up and say, hey, Joe, it's time for you to update your firmware. There are some newer routers that will actually update themselves automatically. Most of them are on mesh networks. And if you're not sure what a mesh network is, just hit commando.com and search for it. I've got a ton of articles about it. Updating firmware isn't as hard as it sounds. You can find your router's administration page, usually by using your browser. Now, each setup is a little different, depending on your operating system and also the make and model number of the router. But once you are actually in the router's admin page, you want to find a section. It's usually called something like Advanced or Management. Don't worry, you are advanced at this point. I know you are. Look for something that says Firmware Updates. Just download, and then you need to click Apply. Usually after you do all that, you need to reboot the router again. When you reboot, it makes all the changes take effect. It's a good idea to check for router firmware updates at least once every 3 months. So you want to put reminders on your calendar now so you don't forget. You also need your router's password. If you don't know your router's admin password, don't freak out. There's actually a website. Yes, there's a website for everything. And this is called Router IP Address. Yeah, it's kind of a geeky little site. But it lists the default passwords for 548 different brands of routers. And if you have your thinking cap on, this is a reason why it's vital to change the default router password, because they're just posted up on the internet for anybody to see. Every hacker worth his salt has access to all the default passwords of every router brand. So be sure to create a new password, one that's strong, one that's your own. There's one really important step that you may not think about with your router. As a matter of fact, a lot of the tech blogs didn't even mention this. I was really surprised. Coming up, we're going to talk about the way that hackers can access your computer from any other location. And you could have this setting turned on right now in your router. You don't even know it. Sometimes it's turned on by default. I'm going to tell you exactly what it is and how to disable it in this Commando On Demand podcast. Okay, are you ready to earn that pocket protector? I know you deserve it. We're going to talk about turning off remote administration. Yes, I know this is pretty exciting stuff. First, let's back up and talk about what remote administration is. Technically, it's the ability to use your computer from any other location. Sometimes it's called remote access. What this means is you could log onto some other computer down the block in another country and then use the internet to log back into your computer back home so that it's just as if you're sitting right there. This tool can be downright magical, especially if you've called tech support and you need a technician to fix something and maybe they're located in the Philippines or someplace like that. That's the great use of remote administration. Now the bad side. If the hackers break in, of course, they can use the same tool to manipulate your computer in real time. So unless you're a globetrotter with a necessity to access your computer from anywhere, it's best to just turn it off. You can find remote administration under the router settings, usually under, I know, it makes sense. Are you ready for it? Remote administration headings, yes. While you're at it, you're going to turn off the older internet management protocols. These have names like Telnet, TFTP, SNMP, and SMI. Once that's done, it's not time for a beer quite yet. You still need to do a few other things, like check your DNS settings. This is so cool. IBM Security, Packet Clearinghouse, and the Global Cyber Alliance, they have a free service to give you better security and privacy while accessing the internet. It's called the Quad 9 Domain Name System, or DNS service. It's really designed to protect internet users from accessing sketchy websites that are known for spreading malware or stealing personal information or just doing fraud online. Each time you click a web link, Quad 9 will step in. They're going to check the site against IBM X-Force's threat intelligence database. I'm talking about 40 billion web pages and images. Crazy, isn't it? When set as the DNS server on the router or gateway level, Quad 9 can protect everything on the network. I'm talking about your smart appliances, internet-connected devices from cyber attacks. What it does is it blocks known remote hosts that are responsible for botnets and malware infections. It sounds pretty complicated, but believe it or not, you can set all this up in less than 5 minutes. Another router to do is to use the guest network. Now, in theory, of course, a guest network is designed for people visiting your home or office. But using a guest network puts limits on things like file sharing. You can do this by setting up a completely different Wi-Fi router or by simply enabling the router's guest network option. It's pretty popular, most newer routers. It's good to keep things separate because you can protect all your smart gadgets like cameras, lights, and appliances. You can even set up a different network name and password for the guest network. This helps avoid any type of confusion with your main network. Many newer routers do this segmentation automatically. It's actually really preferred. It puts this entire Internet of Things appliances on a separate network. So you kind of think of it as you're shielding your main computers and personal gadgets for any type of attacks. Now, I know in this Commando on Demand podcast, I gave a lot of step-by-step instructions. If you're the type of person that needs these steps written out, just head over to commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.com. There's a search box in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. In there, type in VPN filter malware. Two words. Again, VPN filter malware. We all have to do our part to keep the Russian hackers at bay. And if you only do one thing out of this entire podcast, because maybe you don't want to go through all the steps of turning off remote administration and setting up a guest network and working with your DNS settings, I get that. Just do one thing this weekend, just one little thing. Reboot your router.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.